Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now, Hans von Spakovsky, former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department. He's also a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and also former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission from 06 to 07. Hans, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Mary, I'm doing fine. Morning, Vince.
Morning.
So, Hans, I hear you're out of a job. The president decided to disband the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Here's what I find interesting. So I'm listening to the news this morning, and what do I hear? I hear the story that the commission has been disbanded due to lack of widespread voter fraud.
No, that's not it at all. The reason it was disbanded was because liberals, progressives, mostly Democrats, put up this huge fight to make sure that the commission couldn't do its work. For example, we were trying to get voter registration information from all of the states so we could compare them and see, you know, how many people are there who are dead who are still in the rolls? How many people are there who are registered in more than one state? How many non-citizens are there on the rolls? And all these states, including Virginia, said, we're not going to give you this data. So, you know, you got to sit there and wonder, what is it they're trying to hide? Well, what they're trying to hide is the fact that they're doing a terrible job of maintaining the integrity of our voting system.
I want to ask you about something that, again, the critics of the Voter Fraud Commission have said. And part of it is that there was a Democratic member of the commission, Maine Secretary of State Matthew Dunlap, who actually sued the commission because he was complaining that your commission was not including the Democratic members enough, and he wanted access to documents from the commission. Tell us about that.
Well, that's an absolute and total lie. For example, he claimed that, well, he didn't have any input into the agenda. You know, we held a hearing back in September in New Hampshire, and that he wasn't asked who he wanted to have there as witnesses. Well, he didn't make any requests to the commission for people he wanted in as witnesses. On the other hand, the Secretary of State of New Hampshire, who is a Democrat, said, hey, I would like several experts there from, for example, University of New Hampshire to testify. All those people were witnesses. So Matt Dunlap has directly lied to the press about things going on with the commission and filed a frivolous lawsuit. But that's also part of the problem. We had people like him trying to sabotage the commission from the inside because they didn't want this commission.
Was that Dunlap lawsuit one of the reasons then that it made sense to shutter the commission?
Yeah, more than a dozen lawsuits were filed by progressive groups and others trying to stop the commission from operating. And frankly, the vice president's office was spending so much time fighting this litigation that it was having a hard time trying to do the work of the commission.
Hans, you talk about the Democrats on the commission. Did they show no or little interest in investigating the thing that they were tasked with looking into?
Yes, that's exactly right. In particular, there was also a Democrat from Alabama who said it was like news to him that voter fraud ever occurs. And I could cite you case after case after case in Alabama that's in the database that we've created at the Heritage Foundation where I've worked of proven voter fraud convictions. And yet this guy pretended ignorance of that.
In the time that you had the commission active, what kind of information did you gather on voter fraud around the United States?
Well, for example, we had one witness in New Hampshire who talked about how they compared the voter registration lists and voter histories from 21 states of people who voted in last year's election. They found 8,500 people who voted twice, voted in more than one state, and they matched them by name, birth date, and full Social Security number. So that these aren't any false positives. So we have 8,500 people who illegally voted twice in last year's election.
So by disbanding this commission, has the president just given up, thrown his hands up in the air, and waved the white flag on this, and Democrats win?
Well, yeah, I'm afraid they are going to crow about having a win because the commission's been disbanded. On the other hand, the press statement the White House put out says is that he's assigning the Department of Homeland Security to look into this. And one of the things DHS will be able to look into is how many non-citizens are registered in voting. We know that it's happened in states like Virginia. In fact, we know there have been thousands of non-citizens on the rolls in Virginia. And everybody should realize just how important that is, given that we're having, what, a lottery drawing today for a state legislative race that was tied, and whoever wins it, that indicates who's going to control the House of Burgess.
So does DHS have certain powers that you don't have in order to be able to compel states to give them the information?
Well, the department, DHS doesn't, but the Department of Justice does have the power under federal law to look at all voter registration and other election records. So DHS is going to have to work with DOJ to get that kind of information.
Hans, an exit question for you here. The president tweeting this morning that the election system is rigged and he's pushing hard for voter identification. Do you think it's rigged?
Well, what I do think is that there are people who take advantage of the fact that our system is so full of holes. Again, going back to Virginia, there was a study done earlier this year that found that there are at least 350,000 people registered to vote in Virginia mm-hmm. who are also registered in other states. What we don't know is how many of those folks are actually voting in more than one state.
All right, Hans von Spakovsky, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you giving us this breaking news update this morning.
Sure thing.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.